tiring. He started originally working on the electronium out of Barry's house. They had set up a room over the garages, and he worked there putting stuff together so Barry could get involved and see the progress. At one point, Scott worked out of a studio. The unit never really got finalized. Ray had a real problem letting go. It was always being developed. That was a problem for Barry. He wanted instant gratification. Eventually, his interest started to wane after a period of probably 2 or 3 years. Finally, Ray took the thing down to his house and kept working on it. Barry kind of lost interest. He was off doing Diana Ross movies. Raymond Scott later said he spent 11 years and close to $1 million developing the electronium. Much remains to be discovered about the machine's functionality since detailed documentations on its workings are not currently available and the single remaining machine is not in working order. But they released some samples of the electronium, which is now owned by Devo co-founder and lead singer Mark Mothersbaugh, who began working on the restoration in 2017. And then, of course, you know, we have Three Willow Park. Some fantastic releases from Raymond Scott. Let's choose another excellent piece of music to play here. Why don't we do this one? Because some of this electronium stuff, oh, I know, trust me, I'm aware. And we have a lot of samples to get through, a lot of palettes to provide for you. So we hope you enjoy. You're listening to Bitcoover FM on CJSF 90.1 FM, where tonight we are talking about the work and life of American composer and early electronic music pioneer Raymond Scott. Request, and also just because I want to hear it, Bandido the Bongo Artist, let's go. Thank you. Vito, the bongo artist, had a device that automatically creates and performs bongo-like drum improvisations, an infinite variety of pitches, rhythms, and colors, comparable to and frequently more exciting than the most brilliant bongoist anywhere. Dictated to Matilda Scott, May 5th, 1968, by Raymond Scott, Raymond Scott inventor. Some very, very cool stuff that comes from the Raymond Scott Artifacts PDF file, which is on the Raymond Scott website. I would highly, highly recommend you to check that out. Let's play another one of those ads, because they're fun. Again, CGSF does not sponsor or promote any of these ones in real life. We are a nonprofit and non-commercial radio station. These are for historical purposes only. Would be interesting to see like how many of these brands actually are still a thing. I mean, a few of them are, which is really interesting, the fact that there's still advertisement music for them decades later. This one is called Nescafe. The next one is called K2R. We're going to play a couple of these ones so that we can see something unique at the time, which was the use of electronic music in advertisements.
Wherever you are, reach for K2R and lift that spot clean out. K2R, K2R, K2R.
The Baltimore Gas and Electric Company. Gas. Electricity. All the energy you want. All the service you need. Fuel. Power. The Baltimore Gas and Electric Company connects you with carefree living.
Nice, with a little tag there on the end as well. Let's listen to the instrumental version. I think this is the instrumental version. I'm not 100% sure.
The Baltimore.
No, it is not.
Electric company.
Maybe this one?
395.
Ooh, let's listen to this version.
The Baltimore Gas and Electric Company.
Slightly different.
Gas, electricity, all the energy you need, all the service you want. For carefree living. Today's Baltimore Gas and Electric.
Okay, that's enough of that. Let's go to the Ford family. This is the instrumental, and then we'll play the one with the ad on top. With the vocals on top.
Ford Motor Company switches to Autolite. Ford Falcon. Ford Galaxy. Ford Thunderbird. Mercury Comet. Mercury Monterey. And Lincoln Continental now specify Autolite spark plugs as standard equipment. They specify Autolite Power Tip, the first spark plug that cleans itself while you drive. It reaches deep into the intense heat of your engine. Lead deposits are burned off. It actually cleans itself while you drive. You get all the power and economy your car was made to deliver.
Whatever make or model car you own, there's a set of Autolite Power Tip spark plugs, ignition engineered to power it properly. The spark plug selected by the Ford Motor Company for every car it builds. No matter what make of car you own, next time you need new spark plugs, ask for them by name. Autolite.
See if you can guess what this one is. Left. Did you get it?
Every spaceman knows you just gotta have Hostess Twinkies along. Even space girls know it. You get a big delight in every bite. Delicious Hostess cream-filled Twinkies taste out of this world. With luscious creamy white filling inside, soft golden sponge cake outside. You get a big delight in every bite. Yep, smart spacemen always have plenty of good taste in Twinkies along. Wherever they go. Hostess Twinkies.
Oh yeah, spacey music on a Twinkies ad, thank you. Next up, this is Little Miss Echo. Let's read a little bit more about some of these things. Relying on several instruments of his own invention, Scott recorded futuristic electronic compositions for use in television and radio commercials and records of electronic music. A series of three albums designed to lull infants to sleep, his work Soothing Sounds for Baby was released in 1964 with the Giselle Institute of Child Development. The public showed little interest in it. But Manhattan Research provided ear-catching sonic textures for commercials. Soothing Sounds for Baby is a three-volume set of ambient electronic music by American composer and inventor Raymond Scott. Originally intended to lull infants to sleep with the music, later generations have found value in it for its minimalist aspects, comparing it to the works of Brian Eno, Kraftwerk, and Tangerine Dream, despite having predated such artists by more than a decade. Originally released in collaboration with the Institute of Human Development and then Child Development, the volumes are split into three age groups, Volume 1 being 1 to 6 months old, Volume 2 6 to 12 months old, and Volume 3 1 year to 1.5 years old. The music gets more complex with each volume, and Scott created much of the music on the albums with his created instruments, such as the electronium and clavivox. Particularly on Soothing Sounds for Baby, Scott proved to be one of the first composers to merge the brave new world of electronic sounds with a rhythmic pop sensibility. That was a quote from the liner notes of Manhattan Research Incorporated. Basta Music of Holland reissued the albums as three CDs and a 3LP box set in 1997. What we're listening to right now, Little Miss Echo. Is from, I believe, the first album. It is from album 3. So this is 12 to 16 months. We're going to play a few tracks here, kind of some more extended stuff to take us into the top of the hour. So we'll continue out with Little Miss Echo, and then onwards with Sleepy Time, the music block. Ugh, it'd be nice if I could speak. The music box and tempo block. That's how you know this is live radio. And of course, this episode of Live Radio, the Raymond Scott Retrospective, is being produced on site here at CJSF 90.1 FM on top of Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC, Canada. ¶¶ We'll be back in a few minutes. For now, please enjoy these selections from Raymond Scott's Soothing Sounds for Baby, volumes 1, 2, and 3, geared for 6 months of electronically guided child development, 1 to 6 months, 6 to 12 months, and 1 year to 1.5 years. And these were released in the 1960s.
Thank you.
FM. We're getting close to the top of the hour. We're going to play a couple more of these old advertisements for you. They're just a fun little time capsule, I find. A view through the looking glass into kind of the ad man mentality of, well, we have to make something new. It's got to be swell. It's got to be great. It's got to have all the glitz and glamour. And the future. You know, there's a lot of the future, and this totally applies to early electronic music. A lot of it was, everything was done on analog equipment back in the day, and, you know, you had to splice tape, and you had to record things and do multi-track recordings, so it's no joke. Let's vibe on out to a couple more of these miniatures here. This next one is called Ohio Bell Mystery. That last one was Domino Sugar Demo.